The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this edition of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Florida State dodges a serious bullet yesterday as they escape Clemson. Not quite sure how Clemson messed that one up, to be honest with you. And I was really pulling for them. Would have loved to have seen Jameis Winston and the Florida State Seminoles lose yesterday, to be honest with you, and really shake up the college sports world. Would have loved to have seen Oregon lose yesterday as well. Didn't happen. Did not happen. For the first time, we're going to be talking about games in a while. It's kind of a shock when you think about it. Got to welcome in my man, my tag team partner in crime for this hour, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Dorf. What's up? I hope you're doing well this Sunday morning.
You know, a little bit better. Obviously, we get to talk about games instead of all the off-field problems. Not that they've gone and left. It's just it's been a little bit quieter this week. But anyways, a ton of things going on in the sports world as always. Lots of college, lots of NFL football to talk. Major League Baseball, we can obviously talk that. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, so keep it close for that. We'll have her on the other side. Just getting warmed up, just getting loose. A lot to talk about, like I said. Tons of things happening in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons of things going on in the sports world. As I said in the open, a lot happening. But before we get into too much of the sports, we want to talk to Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, as we do each and every week. And not that we don't talk sports with Mary, because Mary's definitely a sports fan, but she has a very important message that we like to get across each and every week as well. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy, and hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Can't complain. Like I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the games this week than the off-field problems. They obviously still exist, and I do have a lot of feelings about Roger Goodell and how he made himself and the NFL look. But for the most part, we're going to try to keep it to the X's and O's more so today than the off-field stuff for the most part. But obviously we know that other things are happening as well. And you always point out a lot of things in the emails you send me. And, it's interesting because you sent me one last week, giving me praise for the Green Bay Packers and how they were able to pull off a come-from-behind victory over the Jets in a very unbelievable fashion the way that happened. But I also wound up shooting you back a message and saying, I'm watching this 49ers-Bears game, and I'll tell you what, I'm not seeing the Bears quit, and never know, kind of buckle up, and you might be surprised at the outcome. And sure enough, the Bears were able to get it done last week for you.
Yeah, that was amazing. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what went on in the locker room at halftime. I'm just really glad that it did, and I'm going to take if my 17-minute Bears show up as opposed to my 43-minute Bears from the last game, I'm feeling good about tomorrow night's game against the Jets. So it was really back-to-back watching that Packer game and then watching the Bears game. It was so much fun, so exciting, and all of my friends and Bear fans back here who gave up at halftime, boy, you missed a really fun game.
Absolutely. No, that's a great point. That's the thing about football or sports in general. It's a 60-minute game. Anything can happen. So if you don't think it's going to be the way you want it to, sometimes you wake up and you're like, holy cow, how did that happen? And that was probably one of those days in Chicago where a lot of people were, like you said, going to bed at halftime, not interested in that game. And then they wake up and they're pleasantly surprised where they never would have thought the Bears were coming back to win that game. And, hey, lo and behold, they did. They found a will. They found a way. And really what it was is they went away from the running game and they let Jay Cutler pick apart that defense that they couldn't get a pass rush and they couldn't slow anybody down with those big receivers, get the ball to them and let them do some damage. And that's pretty much what happened for them.
Absolutely. Let them do their job. It was really fun to see. It was really fun to see it unfold and get into action and bring us to victory. So can't complain on that one, at least not this week.
Not at all. Well, let's get into what we do with you, Mary, each and every week. And interesting how today, September 21st, is World Alzheimer's Day. And you're going to obviously feature the greater Chicago chapter. But tell people a little bit about what this disease is and explain it a little bit to people.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I sure will. I know a lot, almost all of us, have heard of Alzheimer's. And what is it? I guess probably the easiest way to describe maybe is to say what it's not. It is not a normal part of aging. It is clearly a disease that attacks the brain. It attacks the brain from both a cognitive sense and our ability to reason and think, but it also attacks and deteriorates the brain in its disease form. So it's, again, it's a brain disease, but what's staggering about this disease is really how many people this disease impacts. Listen to these, just some of these stats. 35 million people worldwide have Alzheimer's. 5.4 million Americans are living with this disease. And every 68 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. This is a disease that is by no means going away. It's only going to, these numbers are only going to increase. And the toll that it takes on not only the person suffering with the disease, but the family and loved ones who are there and having to take care of this person and support this emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, the burdens are unbelievable. So I'm really glad to be able to have this opportunity to talk about this disease today. This organization on World Alzheimer's Day, to be able to get the word out so people can try to help.
You know, what's staggering to me, by the way, we are talking to Mary Nemitz, CEO and founder of ticksforcause.com. It's T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. If you're purchasing tickets to any sporting event anywhere, they totally got you covered. You get to donate to a charity of your choice. I don't think it gets any better. The staggering number to me is 54% of the U.S. population has been touched in some way, shape, or form by Alzheimer's. That's a staggering number.
That, yeah, and as I said, you think about that. That's just today. You just start to do a little bit of math when you realize as our population grows, that number, that 54%, is going to grow exponentially. And it's staggering and it's frightening. There is no cure for this disease. There still is no cure for this disease. They are working on drugs and ways to be able to treat the disease and help that person. But there's no cure, and these numbers are only going to increase. So awareness for what this disease is, how this disease impacts not only the individual, but the families, the communities, and what needs to be done in order to continue to drive research to find a cure, it's imperative. It's imperative, and that's why I can't tell you how happy I am that you've allowed me this opportunity today to be able to just get the word out.
We appreciate it as well, Mary. That is the voice of Mary Nemitz, CEO and founder of ticksforcause.com. Jeff, go ahead, fire away, throw something at Mary.
Hey, Mary, you know, I'm sure you're not blind to the fact that that the National Football League and all levels of football have become very sensitive to brain injuries. You know, this is one of the most extreme neurodegenerative diseases out there, and I've been reading up since I saw your email this week about NFL players risking death from Alzheimer's disease and everything else. So could you tell our listeners how they can help out the Chicago chapter for Alzheimer's by purchasing or donating tickets?
I sure can, Jeff. Thanks for bringing that up. It's just really simple. Whenever you're out taking a look at tickets and you want tickets to go to any kind of an event, whether it's a baseball game, a football game, basketball, a concert, I strongly encourage, please come to ticksforcause.com. You can find the tickets you're looking for. Pay the same price that you would on any other outlet, but what is so important, we're different than anybody else because what we make off that ticket, we share with the organization that you pick. Today, if you pick Alzheimer's Association, they would get 50% of what we make on that ticket. So you don't, as a purchaser, have to pay any more. And it's the same thing if you have tickets. If you got tickets to that game today and you can't go, as a matter of fact, we just had people who came on and donated tickets to the Dodger game. They come on, they donate that ticket, they get the tax receipt, and when that donated ticket sells, 90% of that purchase price goes to the charity that donor selects. So where you look for your tickets and where you buy your tickets really does matter.
unbelievable as always, Mary. Really, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We think you do a phenomenal job, first of all, of giving us an education each and every week about the charity, but just really happy that you're able to spread the word about all these different charities each and every week. And always nice to talk a little sports with you too, Mary.
Hey, you guys are the best. And literally on behalf of all of our charity members, I can't thank you enough for allowing us this opportunity to really get the word out about some fantastic organizations.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great day. Enjoy the enjoy the Packer game, but enjoy a Monday nighter for this week for you guys, Bears at Jets as well.
Certainly will. Take care, guys.
Have a great day. Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com joining us as she does each and every week. Again, get out there and support a charity of your choice. But today, the 21st of September, it is World Alzheimer's Day. So get out there and support either the Greater Chicago chapter or go to the website and look at it. Go to a game of your choice and donate to a charity of your choice. Doesn't get much better. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to get into some sports, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. A lot to talk about in the sports world. Just got done with Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. If you haven't, go check out the website, TIX4cause.com. Any seat to any game you want. charity of your choice. Really does not get much better than that. And again, today is World Alzheimer's Day, so get out there and support those different chapters throughout the country. And again, just we love getting the awareness about all these different charities and ticksforcause.com out there. So love having Mary on each and every week. Jeff, let's get into some things here. A lot to talk about, and obviously not enough time to do it. We'll have John Poulter in just a little bit to talk some baseball. So always look forward to talking to him. So that means you and I got to kind of boogie some things in here as quickly as possible. Let's start out with some of the things that happened yesterday. Florida State sneaks by Clemson. Clemson absolutely blows that game, fumbling late in the ball game when they're down, looking to put in at least a field goal to win the game. Obviously, it was not meant to be. Jameis Winston on the sidelines was very emotional. Definitely, you could see he was having his emotions were all over his sleeves, all over him in general. But I really wanted them to lose that football game yesterday. How did you feel about Florida State and Clemson yesterday? Are you happy with that outcome?
No, absolutely not. You know, and it looked like, you know, when they got the interception around midfield with about 2 minutes to go, I commented to my wife as we were watching the game at my house that, you know, it almost looked like the safety didn't want to run the kick all the way back and leave time on the clock for Florida State. You know, Clemson was in a situation where they could have really ran the clock out. You know, they just needed to get a couple of first downs and get a kicker on the field that could actually make a kick. And that plagued Clemson the whole game. You know, what I thought was funny was, you know, there was one point in the evening last night where it looked like one and two could go down. You know, I had the split screen up. I had the ABC broadcast of Florida Clemson State, on one, and then Oregon outed Washington State on the other. And, you know, just to comment on Jameis Winston, you know, if you're suspended from the game, you shouldn't be on the sideline in uniform. It was almost like he was just an inactive player rather than a player that was being disciplined. And, you know, while, you know, the reasons for the discipline might be questionable, you know, if he's suspended or not, you know, when he was on the field, you know, he came out in full pads and everything. I'm curious as to what Florida State thought they were accomplishing with the suspension, but with all the conditions to it, allowing Winston to be on the sidelines still in the limelight.
I kind of agree. Very good points. I mean, it kind of takes away from the suspension, and it's interesting. I'm sitting there watching the game with my girlfriend, and she kind of said the same thing. How is this guy even out on the field if he's suspended? So good point by her, good point by you. I kind of agree. I don't see how there's much of a penalty. Yeah, he didn't get to play the game, and yeah, it was close, and his team probably should have lost, but he's out there hemming and hawing and rooting and cheering and being a cheerleader. Look, at the same time, I found that to be kind of nice, too, because then you saw that he was really a team player. But at the same time, I think the message is still wrong. If you're suspended, you're suspended. Get him off the field. Get him off the sideline. Let him really feel what it's like to not be there for his teammates. So I kind of agree with you. And, yeah, I was really hoping one and two go down yesterday. Washington State played a pretty good football game, but obviously just too much of that firepower from Oregon able to get it done for them. So interesting how that all turned out and developed yesterday. One and two get a scare, but they pull through. Speaking of that, though, LSU did not. I'll tell you what, Mississippi State looked pretty darn good in that football game, Jeff.
Yeah, I thought it was curious how interesting LSU made that game at the end. And you know, I got to say something, you know, and I brought this up on Twitter this morning, is, you know, we're evolving into these spread offenses, these shotgun snaps, to where I don't know that these quarterbacks can play under center anymore. We saw it in the Clemson game, and it might have cost Clemson the game more so than the fumble at the end, is that they were 6 inches from the goal line. They're giving up 4 yards every time they do the shotgun snap. And then we saw it with Mississippi State. The ball gets snapped over Dak Prescott's head. You know, LSU has a chance to make that a lot closer than it should have been. So, you know, I definitely saw at least two instances yesterday where the quarterback should have been under center. Shotgun snap gets away from the quarterback and nearly cost two teams, you know, big upsets. In Mississippi State's case, they were able to, they had a big enough lead that they were able to hang on. But, you know, really disappointed that these college coaches can't get their quarterbacks playing under center in these situations where they don't need the shotgun snap.
Yeah, interesting how they've designed these offenses to cater more to these guys, and instead of giving them those skill sets, they just work around with what they have. And you know what? Credit goes to both on that. You know, but at the same time, you do want to teach these guys how to be a prototype professional NFL quarterback. So I agree with you on a lot of what you're saying. Let's shift gears real quickly because we've only got a few minutes left here, and let's talk about some of the stuff going on in the NFL still. Roger Goodell comes out and speaks the other day. I was really unhappy with what I saw from him. Looked like confusion, looked unprepared once again. Looks like D. Smith is really going to get involved on this. I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing or not, but at the end of the day, Roger Goodell talked about mistakes and everything, but never punishing himself. So he's been very hard on others. Sean Payton, a very good example of that, among with many others. And he's been inconsistent as well. So once again, showing inconsistencies with how he plans to handle things. No punishments for him, and just continues to lay out punishments for other people. And again, I have really no idea and direction where the NFL is going. Is that how you felt about what he said, or am I crazy?
No, I was disappointed. I was, you know, I don't think that there was any way that he could quote unquote win the press conference. I thought the TMZ put him in a corner, was saying how could you not get the tape? We got it in one phone call. I thought that Rachel Nichols, you know, from CNN, absolutely drilled him, and he had no answers for her. But what I thought was more curious was, you know, what ESPN reported in the direct aftermath of that press conference, that, you know, that we might have a scandal of 1919, you know, Chicago Black Sox proportions, with, you know, Roger Goodell doing favors for Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore. And, you know, I know that we want to move on from this Ray Rice deal, but, you know, if the commissioner's office is doing favors for the Baltimore Ravens, and the Ravens said that they'll dispute that after they play the Browns on Sunday, but, you know, if we have you know, absolute corruption like that, I think the NFL is in bigger trouble than we could have ever imagined over the last couple of weeks.
No, look, I mean, there's definitely some cause for concern. I do not think Roger Goodell is out of the water at all. If anything, I think he's more underwater at this point, and so is the whole NFL. When you start losing sponsors and you have backlash like that, I got to tell you, they need to clean this league up. And here's what really bothers me about Roger Goodell. The dude made $44 million last year, okay? Listen, you and I should not be smarter than this guy. You and I should not have a better pulse on how to handle things than he does. So he gets paid that big dollar so that he can be ahead of the curve, okay? And he's not ahead of the curve. These things have been going on for years. It's not like this stuff just started happening months ago. There is a very long track record of guys not being normal human beings in this society, from whatever it is, whether it's DUIs to all this abuse of children or domestic, whatever. This has been a problem that's been going on for a long, long time. It didn't just develop 3 months ago. And I think that that's what people are more insulted with by anything than this guy, is he's insulting our intelligence. He's just turned his back to all this stuff and has had a blind eye to it for years. So, look, they pay that guy a lot of money to be ahead of the curve, and therefore I feel, look, if you're going to lay out all these punishments on everybody else, show that the same type of discipline, and discipline yourself too, because I think that would show a lot more people, hey, look, this guy's serious about what he's saying, instead of the guy that collects $44 million, and there's no way he's going to penalize himself, Jeff. I mean, look, to me, that's setting the wrong example 100%.
Well, you know what strikes me as odd is that he forfeited his salary during the NFL lockout so that, you know, him and D. Smith could negotiate a new collective bargaining agreement. You know, yet he admits a mistake in this situation. you know, can't really suspend himself. I don't know exactly what that would do other than to, you know, to hand power to his right hand man and take a couple, you know, take a little bit of a vacation. But, you know, the fact that he didn't, you know, he admitted a mistake, but he won't donate a penny of his $44 million salary to, you know, to domestic violence research or support or whatever cause out there that could say, hey, I'm really sorry that I got this wrong. You know, all he wants to do is save face. And, you know, I brought this up earlier this week that, you know, he reminds me a lot of a backpedaling Jim Tressel when he got caught in the tattoo scandal. And, you know, it's one of those guys where you don't think that, you know, you think they're almost bulletproof. But, you know, I could still see a resignation happening sometime before the end of the season. I don't think it's likely. But, you know, I don't think that he's shown much remorse other than to say the words and pay it lip service.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, again, very disappointed with what Roger Goodell had to say in that press conference. And yes, he got hammered by reporters in the Q&A, and again, just made the NFL and himself look unprepared, ignorant, however you want to put it, just behind the curve 100%. We got to get to a break. I do hear the music, so that means we got to take a pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, so keep it close for that. And interesting news about Ray Rice, maybe about how he's going to appeal and say that they edited that tape from TMZ. So interesting developments. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Keep it close. Again, like I said, on the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. We're going to hook up with John Poulter here in just a moment. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorfon Sports. A ton of things to talk about, so we definitely want to hear from you about your team or any of the problems that are going on in sports today. So a lot to discuss. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, guys. I'm doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
You know what? We're hanging in there, me especially. It's been very tough to watch baseball these last few weeks, definitely for me, watching the Milwaukee Brewers do what I would call a total collapse. This is a team that was leading the division for 150 days and looks like they're not even going to make the playoffs the way that they're playing. Very disappointing. Shocked that guys don't know how many outs there are this late in the season, especially. Just too many mistakes and too many mental mistakes to overcome when I really think about some of the problems that they've had this season. Obviously, the pitching has left them a little bit, but not knowing how many outs there are, making it so that the other team winds up having to rally, those types of things just can't happen, especially when you're fighting, clawing, and scratching to make it to the postseason. So a little disappointed in their effort and their lack of understanding and their lack of being able to go out there and perform in a pressure situation, John.
Yeah, they've kind of folded like a cheap suitcase, haven't they? Which is unfortunate because they were playing so well for so long. But they do have some partners in crime. You look at the Oakland A's, and at the All-Star break, they had the best record in the majors at 59-36. They're now, 84-70. That's a 25-34 record since the All-Star break. That's .423 baseball over the course of a full season. That's a 68-94 record. That's not exactly championship ball either. So a couple of teams that we thought were well on the road look like they may be on the outside looking in this time next week.
Yeah, I mean, look, it would be great to see Seattle sneak in there. Now they're only a game behind Oakland. Kansas City is 2.5 games behind Detroit now as they've been able to distance themselves a little bit, obviously beating up on them a little. But ultimately, not a lot of great races, to be honest with you. I mean, Baltimore's got a 14-game lead. The Angels have an 11.5-game lead. Washington with a 14-game lead. St. Louis, a 3.5-game lead over Pittsburgh. But I think we all know that St. Louis is going to win that division. And then the Dodgers with a 3.5-game lead. So I just got to – I mean, look, baseball, for the most part, and we can say this about sports in general, it's a lot of the usual suspects. Year in and year out, a lot of those same teams wind up fighting for playoff positions, and they're in there. Anything baseball can do to make it more competitive, John?
Well, that's an interesting topic, and I think there has to be something. Is there something that comes off the top of my head? The answer is the obvious one is a salary cap. But we all know that baseball has the strongest players association of any major league sport, so we know that that's never, ever going to happen. Probably, certainly not in our lifetimes anyway, but I think if you look at the other three sports that do have a salary cap, be it a hard cap or a soft cap or however you want to describe it, those other sports do tend to have gotten away from the dynasty, and it's become harder and harder to keep good teams together. As long as you have big checkbooks like the Dodgers and the Yankees and other teams, you're going to have this discrepancy between the good and the bad. And sometimes, you know, and baseball is probably a different sport than the others in that even if you decide to go the other route and build through the farm system, it takes a lot longer to build a farm system, develop a player, and get him to the point where he's a capable major league player in baseball than it is in any other sport. So it's a much longer process to build a team, and I think that's going to be a factor as well.
Good points, you know, but at the same time, I don't mind seeing the Yankees and the Dodgers, those teams that do spend all kinds of money. I mean, look, in the Dodgers' case, obviously they're good enough, and the other teams in the division don't push them. But in the Yankees' case, spending all that money and 14 games out of first place, that's – got to make them scratch their head a little bit about their thought processness, no?
Yeah, very much so. And as an American League East fan, it sure is nice to sit back and see the Yankees writing all those checks and those huge payrolls and, you know, sitting in second or third place, depending on whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow, in terms of where they are with the Blue Jays. And, you know, you talk about the Dodgers, and they spend money, and the Giants are giving them one heck of a run. And, you know, unless the Dodgers extend their National League West lead today, that whole division is going to be decided Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in a three-game series at Dodger Stadium. If the Dodgers win today, the Giants essentially have to sweep that series. If for some reason or other we find it's two games or two and a half games going in, I think we're in for three really good games there, and some great pitching matchups in those three games as well.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program, talking some Major League Baseball. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, John, I'm not sure if you're able to look at the Central Division and get past Kansas City and Detroit, but, you know, obviously my Cleveland Indians have me banging my head against the wall, and one thing I'm just shocked about is that, you know, here we sit in late September, and technically the Indians are still in it. You know, is this a year, I know that we've acknowledged that the American League East is definitely having a down year, probably its worst year since we went to the three-division format in 94. Is the American League as bad as I think it is that, you know, you're going to have a fourth and fifth team make the playoffs that you probably wouldn't be able to hang with any of the National League playoff teams?
Yeah, very likely, Jeff. I think that comes from the fact that in the last couple of years we've seen a couple of National League teams really sort of turn it around and come to the top, and I'm thinking Washington and Pittsburgh when I make that statement. You know, the Central has always been pretty competitive with, and I guess I should include Milwaukee in that as well, because notwithstanding their last month or so, they've had an excellent season, and we shouldn't forget about them. But, you know, Washington and Pittsburgh have turned it around and become sort of part of baseball's elite on the field, and certainly capable of winning any series in the postseason. So I think that what's really happened here is that the National League, it always goes in cycles. We went through a cycle in the 60s where the National League was so much better than in the 70s and the 80s. It was the American League, and then it sort of turned around again. I just think it's one of those years. They're in a down cycle in the American League, and the National League teams are taking advantage of it and getting all the press.
Hey, John, did you happen to catch the appeal in the Detroit-Kansas City series where, you know, the play was not reviewable, but if you look at the replay, you know, the truth was revealed? And do you think that baseball needs to go back and be able to revise what's reviewable versus what's not reviewable, or is the game already too slow?
Well, the game is too slow, but, you know, we've had the conversation before that we have to get these things right. And I saw a good piece of that game yesterday. Unfortunately, that was one of the innings that I was outside doing some outside work, so I didn't have a chance to see that particular play other than on replay. And it's very hard to, in the sportscast, and it's kind of hard to piece together unless you've seen the whole thing. But it looks to me as though it should have been reviewed, even though it was not a reviewable play under today's guidelines. I think they did the right thing in reviewing it. Unfortunately, for Kansas City, it turned the game around. They thought they were up 2-1, and all of a sudden they're not. And the next thing you know, they have a bad seventh inning, and they're down 3-1, and it's pretty tough to come back. Pretty good baseball game. I think it was the seventh inning before either pitcher walked a batter. So that tells you they were playing pretty tight baseball.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball. John, look, at the end of the day, Baltimore's going to be there. Detroit's going to be there. The Angels are going to be there. Looks like Kansas City and either Oakland or Seattle, and then an outside shot for Cleveland. But realistically, those are your five or six teams that are in the mix there. Washington, I like their chances, I'll be honest with you. I think that they're built maybe for postseason success, have that very dominant pitching rotation, 14-game lead over Atlanta, letting them know that, you know, that they're for real, and Atlanta doesn't have any free walks anymore, to be honest with you. St. Louis, as we all kind of thought, that they're in the mix where they should be. Pittsburgh, them or Milwaukee was going to be a choice, obviously, of many. Pittsburgh looks like they're going to get it done. The Dodgers and San Francisco. So, like I said to you earlier in the conversation, a lot of the usual suspects are in the mix. At the end of the day, who do you think is in the World Series playing from the American League and from the National League?
Well, Washington's an interesting story simply because they have been dominant in that division. But we saw this last year with Atlanta where they were running away with that division. And you raised a point when we had this conversation at this point of last season in that, you know, had the Braves been challenged and the answer was no and it cost them. And I wonder if we might find the Nationals in the same spot. If that Dodger-Giant series and season goes down to the wire, those two teams might actually benefit from the standpoint that they've been playing competitive baseball right down to the end. Pittsburgh and St. Louis both been playing well in September, so they can't be counted out. I still like St. Louis from an experience standpoint, and the fact that they've got Molina back now, and he is essentially rested because he was out for 2 months, and the pitching staff they have in St. Louis is one you can't overlook. I still like the Cardinals. In terms of talent on the field, I agree, Washington, but I think St. Louis has that extra little bit. In terms of the American League, you'd almost have to go with the Angels from the standpoint that they turned it around the All-Star game and have been pretty dominant since then. Those would be my picks.
Well, you know what? I mean, what's been huge for St. Louis, and I don't think it's been kind of gone under the radar, is Peralta. What a deal for them there. A very good shortstop and has provided them with some pop in that lineup as well. So a lot of things that St. Louis does, they seem to do better than others, and they seem to be more prepared for the postseason than others too. The one thing I'm going to disagree with you on with Washington versus Atlanta, Atlanta kind of stumbled into the playoffs too last year, if we don't forget that, whereas Washington is still playing pretty solid, 8-2 in their last 10 games, and I don't see them quitting the way that I saw Atlanta quitting, coasting, if you will, into the finish line. But again, we'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, playoffs are very close, and we pretty much know who's going to be there at the end, but it'll be interesting to see if that route is disrupted by anybody. But as always, John, really, really appreciate you taking time out. I hear the music, so it means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Have a great day. Look forward to talking to you next Sunday, man.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, and we'll look forward to next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week, talking Major League Baseball at this point. We usually talk to him about both baseball and hockey when it makes sense to do that. But a lot of things happening. Jeff and I will be back to wrap this hour up. I got a couple questions I'm going to throw at him before I let him out of here. But ultimately, so much to talk about in the sports world right now. Never at a loss of things to talk about, to be honest with you, and especially with all these off-field things going on, the discipline or lack thereof for Jameis Winston, and again, all the things that are happening in the NFL. Tons to talk about. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hanging out with you. Jeff, before I let you get out of here, a lot of good football games this weekend in the NFL, a lot of good matchups. Which one is the one you're looking forward to most? I mean, look, we got defending Super Bowl champs playing Denver this week. Obviously, we got some of the black and blue going at it with the Packers in Detroit today as well in Detroit. So a lot of good matchups. Week three, what's the one you're looking most forward to? San Francisco, Arizona. I mean, there's a lot of good choices. So what's your favorite game of the week to watch?
Well, you know, for me, it's kind of a toss-up, and, you know, there's a little bit of bias here between my Arizona and Cleveland connections, but both of those games are big. You know, San Francisco, it'll be interesting to see how they rebound from, you know, from their collapse on Sunday night to open their new stadium. Playing on the road in Arizona, it's not going to be easy. Baltimore and the Browns, you know, are the Browns back, you know, and can Baltimore play around the distraction? So, and, you know, of course, the Super Bowl rematch is a big deal, but I would say the San Francisco-Arizona game is probably the one I'm looking most forward to watching, because I think that's gonna tell us a lot about where these two teams sit this season.
Yeah, and Drew Stanton getting another start for the Arizona Cardinals. So interesting to see how he'll respond once again on the road last week and this week at home. And like you said, Niners coming off of a loss. Can they exploit that weak secondary? Anyways, a ton of things going on in the world of sports. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. We'll be back with another hour of sports talk. Fred Wallen gets in the mix, so keep it close. A lot coming. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hour number one in the books, hour two on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.